That's exactly right. That's who he is. That's who we are. I guess that takes care of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So now we got this. We got this Sherwood Forest Fair going on.
We got that. We got other stuff to give away too.
Well, I understand.
Well,
but
we're 9 on to 9 here. So you have been known to.
Not in a while. You know what we're going to do?
We're going to tape
the tickets to Tom's mailbox, and we're going to give you his address. How's that?
No, we're not.
We can fix that real quick.
I got the tickets in my hand.
All right. If you want to go see Texas A&M play Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Holy Cross. They'll probably beat them, too. I'm just saying.
They probably will.
Yeah.
See, three
I'm
Ws,
just saying.
Who knows?
Yeah. So if you want to go see, I got two tickets to each game.
You mean like for the whole weekend?
Two tickets for Friday, two tickets for Saturday, two tickets for Sunday. Now, I'll give the first person a choice, except for one. There is one stipulation.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll hear. Have you been to an A&M baseball game this year at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to do that?
Absolutely.
You know, who's this?
Johnny Hutchison.
Johnny, but since you're our first winner, you probably get a better choice than anybody else because I've got two tickets for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The only thing you can't do is take one ticket for one day and one ticket for another day.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you're willing to abide by that, then I'll let you pick the day.
Absolutely. What time is the game on Sunday?
It's at noon.
Okay, let's shoot for that one.
All right, that's what we'll do. Johnny, we're in the Crystal Park Plaza on the 5th floor. Johnny Hutchison got tickets for you for Sunday, okay?
Two tickets for Sunday. Okay.
There you go.
All right, that's what we'll do, Johnny.
Okay, bring your phone back in the vehicle. Okay, there we go. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Are you off to work? Are you already working? What's going on?
Already working.
Oh, there you go. Who you work for?
I work for a drug company called Mariel.
Oh, do you drive all? How far is your territory?
I travel about 6,000 miles a month.
Well,
everything south of Dallas.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And how far west?
That'd be El Paso.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to hear anybody else complaining about their job.
Yeah.
I don't go there often, though,
okay.
I will admit.
Do you have an app with RadioAguilan.com that you can take us with you no matter where you go?
No, I don't. Yeah. I have not loaded that.
Okay, now see that? Come on, man. I got a guy who's a friend, and he hadn't done that yet, and he's a smart fellow. I said, come on, you can do that. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
I drive a Dodge pickup.
All right, a man after our own hearts, Chase.
Darn right.
All right, diesel or gas?
It's gas.
All right. Is it like a crew cab or just a regular two?
Yeah. Well, it's a four-door. Regular full-size truck.
That's it. Yeah.
Do you ever drive out to El Paso and they say, nah, not this month. I don't want anyone.
I don't go before making a phone call or something.
I said, okay. You pretty much confirmed things up.
Yeah. You're not making cold calls in El Paso, right?
Yeah, right.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah. That would stink to get home and tell your wife, they weren't interested this month.
Yeah.
All right. So I got tickets for Friday or tickets for Saturday? Which one work?
We'll take Saturday.
All right.
Okay, that's at 2 o'clock.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
What's your name?
Todd Huebner, H-U-E-B-N-E-R.
Okay. And you know where we're located? Todd, is that right?
Yes, I do.
You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, good.
Come on.
We got him. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anybody complaining. Our salespeople, they come in and say, I drove all the way to Milliken, man. He wouldn't buy nothing. Yeah. Anyway. All right, so we got tickets left for tonight, huh?
6:35. The opening game.
It's the Aggies and the Crusaders.
Of Holy Cross.
The Crusaders.
Holy Cross. And these are a reserve seat ticket, section 207.
So you don't have to fight with students. You don't fight with students anymore, do you? Only students get to sit over there in the raggy section. Who's this?
Yeah, these are down below.
Lisa.
Lisa who?
Last name Huerta, H-U-E-R-T-A.
Huerta.
Huerta.
There you go.
Huerta.
Have you been to Olsen Field or Bluebell Park?
Have not.
Well, you get to go tonight. How's that?
Hooray! Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, Lisa, once again, the first pitch is at what time?
6:35.
6:35.
Wait a minute. Didn't y'all say there were Sunday tickets?
No, these are Friday tickets.
Okay, that's fine.
You're okay?
Yeah,
all right.
Tonight.
Change your plans. It's Aggie baseball, after all.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the 5th floor of Crystal Park Plaza. Come by, and we'll have the tickets for you, Lisa.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. There you go. Okay, got that done. Now, Scott.
No, I don't have time now because I mean we're finding out we're finding out about what Todd does driving all over the country.
Well, that was interesting. Yeah.
It was fun. I kind of enjoyed that. So a guy in Wisconsin arrested was
walked into a bar.
Yeah, guy in Wisconsin is arrested for cooking a hamburger.
Well, that seems a little excessive.
It does, but 52-year-old James B. Summers allegedly told employees at the Denny's restaurant that he was the new general manager from corporate.
Of all the tricks you're going to pull, really, you come up with that one?
Not sure. I'm just...
That's interesting.
And I guess he sold it enough to get back to the griddle, okay?
Yeah.
And he went into the kitchen.
Y'all just get on out the way. I'm going to do some cooking.
Cooked him a hamburger, and since this was cats, and he made it a cheeseburger and some fries, the manager called police. They arrested the man and discovered that he had a stun gun and a holster on his belt.
Oh.
So it could have gotten nasty. He's charged with fraud, possession of an electric weapon. You can't own those? Maybe not in Wisconsin, I don't know. Disorderly conduct and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Well, walking around with it, you probably shouldn't probably be doing that.
Oh, he got in the munchies and decided to go into Denny's, huh? And again, don't you probably need to have some level of proper attire to be able to sell yourself as the general manager from corporate?
Yeah.
I'm not touching that one.
Okay. 847.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we believe that a wheelchair shouldn't stop you from going to the prom. We know that burn scars might change the way you look, but they don't change who you are. That's why we've made it our mission for the past 90 years to provide life-changing medical care from doctors and staff who believe that every child should live the best life possible. Be a part of this extraordinary mission by making a donation at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
Rattler's Convenience Stores always have something new, and February is no exception. For the entire month of February, Rattler's has happy hour from 2 to 5 p.m. With all fountain drinks half price, and while you're sipping on your favorite soft drink, pick up any large-size candy bar, 2 for only $2.22. Looking for something stronger than soft drinks? Then check out these great 18-pack beer specials. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller for just $14.29. Now that's a deal. Rattler's. Clean. Friendly. Texan.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
Hey, it's 848, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello? 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 All right, so we also got tickets to this thing called the Sherwood Forest Fair.
Yes, we do.
Which is a wingding that's going on, where is it? It's in McDade.
McDade, which is what, down near Austin somewhere?
Well, toward Austin,
toward Austin.
There you go. Actually, you can do that little cutoff after you get off 21, get through Caldwell. That cutoff, it'll take you down there. It goes by McDade.
They're open from 10 a.m. to dusk.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
Yeah.
I guess this is Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, and it's going through April the 1st and then, March 16th, spring break. They're open on that Friday, too. So
yeah,
big
and you can use these tickets are worth $18
apiece. That's what I'm saying. So I got four tickets for the next couple of people who want to call in for these.
Wow.
Four tickets each, as a matter of fact. 695-16.
That's darn near a family.
You know, it's been a while since we've had one of those deals where, like, you saw the face of Jesus in a meringue pie or anything, right?
Oh.
Exactly. Don't cut that yet, honey. That looks like the Savior right there.
Anyway.
Oh, let me take some calls.
Okay.
We have a new sighting story from a food product. Well, don't be hanging up on me.
Boy, these
you offended him at Jesus.
Is that it? Hello?
Hello.
You want some tickets to the Sherwood Forest Fair?
Yes, sir.
Who's this?
It's Charles Mills.
Charles Mills. Charles, come by Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. We'll have them for you, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Hi there. Who's this?
It's David.
David who?
Pullin.
Spell that for me.
P-U-L-L-I-N.
There you go.
P-U-L-L-I-N.
That's what he said. Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, David, I got four tickets for you for the Sherwood Forest Fair. Come by here and you can pick them up.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Got that, huh?
Yeah, I just work.
Hey, you're the one. Yeah. I said, I'll just put his skanky butt to work. That's what I'll do. Yeah. He's going, there. Right. Hello, who's this?
Last 10 minutes.
Yeah. This is Robert Guyton.
Robert, tell me your last name again.
Guyton, G-U-Y-T-O-N.
There you go. What do you do, Robert?
I'm an iron worker.
All right, really? There you go. Wow, where?
Locally, I actually own my own company.
Oh, really? Well, what's the name of the company?
It's Guyton Steel Erectors.
There you go. Plug it, buddy. That's nothing right. wrong with
we
that.
We might want to buy some iron.
Yeah. So anyway, we got four tickets for you, Robert. Come by here and pick them up, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
You bet. See you later. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
It's all for now.
That's all for now.
All right, so a Nebraska woman is trying to sell a single chicken McNugget for $180. $180.
Well, you can get them a lot cheaper than that at McDonald's.
Well, but here's the deal. This is a special chicken McNugget.
Why?
She's from Dakota City.
Oh, I know why.
Held onto that nugget after buying it 3 years ago.
I bet it hasn't lost any of its consistency.
I bet
nope.
it hadn't.
She says, I picked it up and I looked at it closer and I realized it is the likeness of George Washington.
Oh.
And when she showed the deep-fried chicken morsel to her husband, he reportedly could not believe his eyes. Okay, so I got two people married living in the same house. They both think it looks like George Washington, and for that reason, you need to spend $180 for this thing. Okay. Now she's willing to part with the invaluable nut. Well, it's not invaluable. She's put a value on it.
I was
going to
say, I think she's valued it.
That's right. Going to raise money. She says it is to raise money for a local church. Of course, it could be the church of the woman in Dakota City, her husband could be the pastor. We don't know, but nonetheless. And again, if you are the successful bidder on this, do you put it on a blue velvet cushion? I mean, what do you get the little spotlight from the museum lighting thing and put it right there?
I think you put it on loan to a local presidential library.
You could do that. Yeah, there's not a George Washington Presidential Library though.
No.
You could loan it to the government. They put it in a Lucite box there at the base of the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
The chicken McNugget that looked like George Washington.
The Washington McNugget.
Yeah. But I mean, and again, I wish I had a picture of it. And that tells me that since they didn't have a link to it, are they expecting you to pay $180 sight unseen for this thing?
I mean, can't imagine.
I think I'm going to want to see that it looks like George Washington. And you can't touch it. You know you can't touch it. That won't work.
Yeah, don't touch that.
See. Yeah. Michigan family $10,000 richer today thanks to one family's member's love of football. The unidentified family member was cleaning out the barn after the death of a loved one, and that's when they stumbled upon the Holy Grail of football cards.
Oh, my goodness.
It is the 1894 card that features a picture of the University of Hartford's John Dunlop. But a misprint caused the player's name to be left off. Of course, you might think the missing name would make the card slightly less valuable. Actually, more valuable, $10,000. Of course, I didn't know they were making, I guess you could do it back then. You could make college football cards. I think that's probably against the law now. Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to sell them anyway.
I found a picture.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
Sure, why not?
Okay. $180 worth of sure, why not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, Daytona 500 coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it is on Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You know who's got the pole? Carl Edwards.
Well, of course, yeah. I think I mentioned that.
And Greg Biffle, you know, right there is right behind him. Did you see who didn't make the field?
Who?
Michael Waltrip did not make the field. Nor did Bill Elliott or Kenny Wallace.
Yeah, they want to save their skin.
Can you believe Michael? Can you believe that Michael Waltrip did not make the field of this year's Daytona 500, Ben? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I
too share your concern because of my love of the sport.
It'd be NASCAR.
How was I doing?
It'd be NASCAR.
That's the sport too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Absolutely.
I saw that GoDaddy girl, Danica Patrick, is going to be going around and around in circles.
She's not done well this year. Her initial year in.
Heard what happened yesterday, right? Or day before yesterday. She smacked her car into a wall
or
something.
Yes, she did.
And she had to borrow her dad's car.
Ooh, is this our NASCAR minute?
Daddy, I wrecked the car. Can I borrow yours?
Really? I mean, it sounds like high school. Yeah.
Let's try that again. That was called what we in the trade refer to as a punchline. She wrecked her car and had to borrow her daddy's car.
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Ben chortles as he leaves the room doing his favorite Santa Claus chortle.
Right there.
That was really neat, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah, going to watch the Oscars this weekend, are you?
That's this weekend, is it?
Yeah, it's Sunday night.
Has anyone seen more than like one?
Sure, Tom has. Tom's seen all.
I've seen all but two.
Which ones have you missed? Which ones have you missed?
I haven't seen
The Artist. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen the Artist.
Yeah.
And there's one. Oh, I haven't seen the so loud and
incredibly loud
and dangerously close or something.
Incredibly
yeah.
loud and poorly
yeah,
reviewed.
Yeah. I believe I've seen the other seven.
That was another great line.
Yeah.
Oh,
incredibly loud and poorly reviewed.
I got so much to do in here.
Those people at the Jefferson Awards saw a lot more in me than you guys do. I'm just going to say. I'm just saying.
I'm going to keep quiet unless there's another punchline.
Every time somebody says, "Oh, congratulations on your nomination," I say, "Tom Turbyville spread that lie." But,
oh, very nice about the nomination. I picked right up on that.
Mr. Downs.
I'm just saying.
Please talk to Tom
because he has the correction at hand.
I only emailed that to the company email list, and then I corrected it yesterday. Do they not read follow-up emails around?
I'm just saying.
I don't read any email from you. I just,
Thank you, Chase.
Oh, wait, that wasn't a punchline. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the elapsed time between the error being made in the company-wide email and the correction was unseemly at best.
Yeah. Unseemly? Wow.
Unseemly.
Well, it's just like if it's in the newspaper, if they screw up on the front page, they do the correction in section B, page 9.
Now, there you go.
What?
You're just bitter about...
I'm not bitter about anything. I'm just saying we're the media. We can make mistakes.
Okay.
And then hide our corrections.
That's right. And hope no one was listening at that very moment.
Yeah.
We didn't say that. And then this darn podcast stuff came along.
Yeah.
So we're not
so much for disappearing.
Yeah.
Can't go away.
We're not able to say
Did
things
Did you hear
like
Todd,
that.
who was listening? Todd just won a prize a little while ago. Todd is a pharmaceutical rep. And
There's a pharmaceutical rep?
Yeah, imagine that.
He's blonde. He's got to be blonde.
His
they were confused.
His territory is south of Dallas. And I said, how far west? He said, El Paso. So we figured he doesn't make cold calls in El Paso.
Tom had the great line though.
Go ahead, Tom. Remember it?
Well, no, I just ask you: does he ever, go to El Paso and they say no, nothing this month?
Yeah. And then you drive the streets so you can find maybe one more cold call to make while you're out there.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's a lot of territory.
It is.
That's a lot of trips to the old local gas station.
Yeah.
What
did he say? 60,000 miles? Is that what he said?
Yeah. 6,000 miles a month.
Uh-huh. 6,000 a month.
72. That's almost 72,000 miles a year.
If it's
darn close.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving.
No kidding. So, all right. Well, we've now preciously wasted our last 3 minutes talking to you.
Okay. Last question.
Uh-huh.
The guy who didn't know his name today, what was up with that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that was a young person.
He changed his name.
He did.
I think that was a young person.
Could have been.
Yeah, anyway. But he blew it.
Perhaps because it sounded kind of young, and then that told me that maybe they thought they needed to be 18 to win.
And they do, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So